The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill each time I kiss her. Believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face.
Then, really one that marks a transfer of a transformative moment when President Bush left office. The deficit was at $1.4 trillion. So you're talking about an enormous amount of money.
That's Nancy with a laughing face.
I'm sorry. I got to apologize right there. I apologize to Mr. Francis Albert Sinatra and the Sinatra family. I just could not resist that. I saw Nancy Pelosi going after Donald Trump. Something's wrong with him. And she just, look, I who am I to judge? I mean, I've made every mistake you possibly could make in life, right? All good intention, but so I don't mean to criticize or say anything hateful, but watching Nancy Pelosi go after Donald Trump and say something's wrong. And it's like, it was like transference. Like, look at yourself. Madam Speaker, look at yourself. And she just seems so out of it. And people say she's drinking, she's slurring. And again, I don't want to be accusatory or anything, but if you're going to accuse someone else of the way you look, maybe not a good idea at this point. Oh, so I couldn't resist. I woke up this morning saying, Nancy with the laughing face. Nancy Pelosi, there it is. Yes. And by the way, I have to tell you, when I went down to the National Italian-American Foundation for all those years, and then we put politics aside. And I remember Bill Clinton would go down. And I don't think President Obama was down. But all I know is Nancy Pelosi would always be there, you know, being an Italian-American. And she was so nice. And I know these people really are nice in their soul. They're playing. They're pandering. They're pandering politically. They have a game plan. And maybe that's a Saturday Night Live sketch, you know? I always say in the bowels of the Capitol, everybody, all right, here's what you're going to do. You're going to say cover up, you know? Because the Mueller probe, the Russia collusion was a delusion. It just plain didn't work. Obstruction of justice, we can't come up with anything that really is obstruction of justice. They keep saying it, and they never tell you what it is. It's not. Oh, my gosh. Oh, he won't adhere to the subpoenas. Hey, take your subpoenas and you know what you could do with them. Because the president has all the right not to show up if somebody does something, just an arbitrary, you know, weaponization of the Department of Justice is what they're doing. And then Nancy Pelosi says this, cover up. She says cover up. Doesn't say what it is. None of the reporters ask. And this was Bill O'Reilly mentioned this online. No one asked, what cover up? There is no cover up. And then, so the president, you know, when you're going to come into the cabinet room there at the White House, you're going to get it. You're going to get it back big time. Don't start it. Everybody just got to calm down, you know, because who are we to judge? Let's just work. And there's so many problems that are happening across the United States of America. Infrastructure is certainly one of them. There is a problem at the border. And I don't know how the Democrats don't acknowledge that. I want to help out the stressed areas of the United States of America. The taxation in California, in New Jersey, and in New York have taken away places that are our homes and that we live in. Our communities are being ripped apart by greedy politicians. They're taxing us out of where we want to live. And you could, there was an article I saw online in NJ.com, why I'm leaving New Jersey. No one wants to leave where your family came from, another country. Where did they go? And I always say Mayor Giuliani would always bust my chops in a friendly way. Why'd your family go to Jersey when they could have gone to New York, you know? And it was this kind of a fun kind of tease. But my family came to Newark, New Jersey. It's my home. And you want to stay there. And you help out there. And if someone's in a tough situation, if there's an at-risk community, a stress community, you help out there. But now you can't because it's so dang expensive. It's just so expensive. And the politicians don't care. Taking away everything we fought for, everything we stand for. But we ain't going anywhere, right? We ain't going down, like I always say. You have to stand fast, especially as we go into Memorial Day. And I'm going to tell you something. They don't want to celebrate anything about this country. And I have a feeling that was the impetus of taking down anything Kate Smith stood for. You know, when they don't want the flag. They don't want military flyovers. They don't want us saluting. They don't want the Pledge of Allegiance in school. And you can't say one nation under God. I'm telling you. They're taking away everything. And we have to stand fast and put people in office that will turn things upside down, inside out, and backwards. And when the president does that, I applaud him and say, Godspeed, Mr. President. Now, especially when Mr. President is directing the intelligence community to fully cooperate with the Department of Justice investigation into the origins of the special counsel probe. Boom. I wonder, Frankie Five Burrows Morano, our astute producer on this program, you're kind enough to bring Roger Stone to the airwaves momentarily. I can't ask him about certain things, though, right? Because is he under a gag order by that?
That's right. He's not able to discuss the case, but he can discuss any number of other issues, including the presidential election and, Michael Avenatti's arrest. Very interesting how Michael Avenatti was taken down by a SWAT team at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Great. God, you're right on the money. How about that? And why wasn't he, you know?
Yeah, good question.
Oh, my. Well, if you would, and I know you always put the questions down and the bullet points down, you do that for Roger, because I don't want to put him in a tough position where he has to feel like he has to say something, but he's not able to, because, you know, I'm telling you, they listen to the show. If the EPA is listening to the program, and I talk about how great Durasan is, or the hand sanitizer that I tell you about, made where I was born in Passaic, New Jersey, and I say the coolest thing that Durasan could do, they could defog. I use the word defog. I'm not allowed to say that. The EPA called Joe Giovanella at Durasan and said, oh, we heard Joe Piscopo say on his radio show, defog. You're not technically allowed to say that. Frankie, the government's watching everything we do, for crying out loud. Is that unbelievable?
Well, that's for sure.
What do I say? Desanitization? What do I say? I don't even know. Now I got to come up with a word that the EPA thinks is appropriate. Oh, stop. It gets you crazy. Hey, be careful traveling, by the way, because millions are going out. The unofficial start of summer is here. Yay! And AAA is expecting around, listen to these numbers, 43 million Americans to head out this Memorial Day weekend. According to AAA, more than 37.5 million people will travel by car this year, the most on record for the holiday, and 3.5% more than last year. Wow, more than 3 million people are expected to travel by plane. You know what? Stay home. Albert, that's what I was saying. My family's going down the shore, and I'm thinking, if mom calls, I come a running, you know? But I'm thinking, just stay home. I don't know that I want to go on the road at all.
If you haven't left yet, like last night, somebody was mentioning on Facebook that there was already like miles of delay getting to Long Beach Island. I mean, AAA was saying if you were going to leave, the best time to leave was last week. Well, thanks. Thanks for letting us know last week. How many people do you know that are taking like 2.5 week vacations? Nobody.
Yeah, I know. Hey, by the way, first of all, where's the jellyfish? The jellyfish, are
yes,
they in
the inland? The jellyfish are in the bays. They're inland. They're not on the ocean. They're right. Inland in the back bays. So if you're in the back bay of Long Beach Island, if you're heading down there, or Barnegat Bay or whatever, you got to watch out for the jellyfish.
Really?
In the ocean, no. You don't have to watch out for those
particular
jellyfish.
Why don't
they
worry about jellyfish? The shark that they tagged, that they got
a name
for?
Oh, stop.
They
got
a shark. Let's go pet car. Let's
a little Narragansett beer. You get Roy Scheider. You take care of the shark.
Why with the shark thing? I don't understand that. Why they?
Well, it's significant because great whites don't normally swim up this way because the waters are not warm enough yet. So to have a shark in the area, a great white, this early in the season, you know, some may say, well, it's global warming, the water's getting warmer, but, you know, it is a kind of odd.
Well, they say part of the reason is actually because the beaches in our area have gotten cleaner, so the sharks are coming a little closer than they normally would because the beaches are cleaner.
Well, hopefully, at least they could see if the shark comes too close, but they're more concerned
in these waters? In these waters?
Well,
they're not that clear. This ain't the Bahamas.
Excuse me. 1916. I'm telling you. Long Beach Island, Mattawan, New Jersey. 3 shark attacks by a rogue shark. Excuse me. The impetus for the book called Jaws. Please. So if it happened in 1916, can it happen now?
Are you scared of going in the water this weekend?
Well,
when
the fact of great white sharks, and I'm a surfer. You know that. I'm not very good, by the way. But I'm a surfer. I surf. And I go out there, and I like when I see dolphins, I know when dolphins are there, the sharks aren't there. Do I worry once in a while if a shark's going to be there? Sure, I worry about it, but not so much. Not so much. But I'm just a little freaked out that they're putting so much allegiance into this white shark.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question here. So Charlie is coming to stay with you, right?
Yep.
So you have to drive all the way down there to pick Charlie up. Mm-hmm. You're going to drive all the way back home, or you're going to continue on towards the shore?
Drive back home.
Oh, you're out of your mind. What is the matter with you? Seriously, are you kidding
me? Can I tell you why? Because I have other children who are in school that we have to pick up. So I'll go.
They don't have a half day today?
Listen, I'll go for. No, are you kidding me? In New
Jersey? My son has a half day. Like, I have to make sure I get home so I can pick him up.
Didn't somebody say there's a snow day? They give it. It's like they put him in there.
Well, some do and some don't. Like, my kid, their snow day, they had an extra snow day. They gave them an extra day off during the Easter vacation instead of giving them this.
Let them out early. Oh, don't get me started. And I'm telling you, I speak for the educators too.
I'm tired just listening to your schedule. Really, right? Aren't you? You're exhausted. Like you need a drink.
I will travel then, and then God forbid, Leah, let me help you. I don't hear those words. Those words I do not hear. So let me help. But I go pick up, I come back at the other guys, and then you know what's going to happen? And then they'll say, "Oh, let's go down the shore." And then if you leave after noon today, guys, we'll talk to Debbie about it.
Oh, forget it. You're going to be.
You can't move. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're going to be. Hey, you're talking hours.
I know. So hopefully, to answer your question, we stay put at least till tomorrow. Hey, did anybody get a tornado warning on your phone list?
No, but North Jersey and probably out by you to the west, you probably did get a tornado warning. Well, the conditions were ripe for a tornado. That was the part of the storms that had been affecting the Midwest where all the destruction was taking place.
Wow.
Because of the fact it was warm and you had this cold front, a slight cold front coming in, the conditions were ripe for a tornado. So you could have gotten one. No tornado touchdown in the area, but they do have to alert you.
And they did. They kind of went off, and I kind of freaked out. They said, and a warning is what, Frank? A warning is that's when you got to go to the basement, or is
I'm not sure. Usually they have instructions that tell you what to do specifically when you get one of these warnings.
When you get a weather alert like that, they're telling you that the conditions are right for a tornado and that you should seek shelter immediately. That's all it is.
Yeah, well, that's right. So I called my kids. I told them to go in the basement. I'm the worst.
No, that's good. No, what do you mean you're the worst? You didn't tell them to go on the roof.
Get into the basement now. I got a warning.
Annie M.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
No, in New Jersey, they see this funnel crowd. What the heck is that? What are you doing? Come on, let's wait. Let's go see what that is. I mean, I don't know. Do they have tornadoes in Jersey?
No, they're like the scene in Forrest Gump. You call this a storm?
Hey, British Prime Minister Theresa May says she's done all she can. She will resign on June 7th. And didn't see that coming. I don't know why I feel bad for her. I think after that Kate McKinnon sketch on Saturday Night Live, I feel bad for Theresa May. May's 3-year term has been dominated by her unsuccessful efforts to come up with a Brexit plan Parliament will approve. Frankie Five Boroughs, that's it for her. And she's going to step away.
It doesn't look like anybody's sorry to see her go in either the Labour Party or the Conservative Party. She had tried repeatedly to hammer out some sort of a deal on this Brexit, but she couldn't come up with a deal that either party seemed to really get behind. So, you know what? This is what leadership's all about. You can't get it done. Step aside. It's going to be interesting.
And I hope, you see now the drama, the political drama part of me, the guy Boris, what's his name?
Boris Johnson.
Yeah. Come on. That would be great. The guy with the blonde hair, right?
Yeah, it would certainly be entertaining, that's for sure.
Come on. I just love the drama of it all. Hey, it's 9:19. Roger Stone's going to join us momentarily. We're going to go to Debbie on the roads because it is Memorial Day. Hey, Deb, is it getting jammed up really bad now as we speak?
Well, it's not that bad. I think later on it's going to, we're going to see the craziness. You know, we have a couple of problem spots, but it's not that terrible yet.
After noonish,
All right. That's when it'll get
travel and you stay in, Deb?
No, I'm going to be local this weekend. I'm just going to be local.
Yeah,
I have my mom's birthday this weekend.
Right. Happy birthday, Mama.
Yes, and I know it's Al's mom's birthday, so happy birthday to Al's mom as well.
There you go. Look at that.
Yeah, same birthday they have. Pretty cool.
Hey, Debbie, so give it to us this morning. Here it is, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's Memorial Day weekend, and Debbie is always looking out for you on AM 970 The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome, Joe, and let's take a spin here, see what's happening here as you head over to the Williamsburg Bridge. That's pretty busy right now getting into town. Eastbound BQE still stop and go up toward the Battery Tunnel. We're still seeing delays of 10 minutes at the Queens Midtown Tunnel and the Cross Island North getting up toward the Throgs Neck Bridge. Stop and go traffic southbound Cross Island right past the Throgs Neck. It's an accident. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly. Grand Central Parkway East at the LIE, but they cleaned up a collision there. Northern State East at Minetto Hill Road. That's an accident. Volume on County Road 39 getting out through the Hamptons. So that's some getaway traffic for you. And over on Sunrise Highway West at Brookhaven Hospital Road, an accident getting out toward East Patchogue. Inbound GWB still 45 to the upper, 15 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel's okay. Holland only 5 minutes. 78 East exit 13. They just cleaned up an accident there. And over on the southbound thruway, very light this morning, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Sunny today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
India is a spectacle unlike anything else.
33 maniacs at 220 plus miles an hour, and then the biggest crowd on earth.
Kissing the bricks, drinking the milk, feels like you're in a dream.
If you win, it's going to change your lives forever.
Will Power is going to win the Indianapolis 500-mile race.
The Indianapolis 500, Sunday, May 26th, only on NBC.
One, two, three.
Boom. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Remember Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy? Well, Mario's son, Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence in travel, representing the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Perillo Tours has been operating for 74 continuous years, serving over 1 million happy guests. Steve personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime, as you will in October when you're with Joey on the Perillo Piscopo Tour. That's the Perillo promise. You're always going to love it. You know, there's escorted tours with Perillo. It'll be 15 to 20 couples, but they encourage single travelers as well. You'll have an informative and friendly Italian tour leader. You'll quickly become one happy Perillo family, especially during your 5-course dinners with wine flowing and music playing. Come on. With the Perillo, you'll skip the line. There, I'm sold right there. I got to tell you, I'm so impatient anymore. Steve, the first thing Steve said to me when we're going, no lines. I'm going, oh, I love you, man. Steve Perillo, you'll skip the line, walk right into the Vatican Museum, the Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's Basilica, the Colosseum. All right, it's going to be great. Call for your Perillo 2019 Italy brochure at 888 Perillo. Janice is standing by. The great team at Perillo is standing by for you. 888 Perillo. P-E-R-I-L-L-O. You could check with your travel agent, but also visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 924. Roger Stone, the legend. The legend, the man, longtime Donald Trump confidant, currently under indictment, kind enough to take the time to call the radio show. Roger, we love having you on and appreciate it with great respect, my friend. How are you?
Joe, great to be with you on this preceder to Memorial Day weekend.
Roger, how are you doing, man? I mean, we can't believe what you went through, yet you are. I know how strong you are, Roger Stone. I've been with you. You're a tough guy, but how are you holding up through this whole fiasco?
Well, Joe, I'm doing fine. I mean, look, I'm anxious for my day in court. I've been charged with a series of process crimes. I will plead not guilty. I've entered a not guilty plea. I will be vindicated. I will be acquitted on every single charge. I spend most of my time raising money for the not inexpensive lawyers it takes to mount an aggressive legal defense and to pour through the mountain of material that the government is required to turn over to you prior to trial and discovery, just a massive amount of information. But, Joe, I'll be exonerated. I'll be vindicated. I think people are very interested to see how this plays out. And frankly, I'm buoyed by the prayers, literally at this point, millions of people, and contributions to my legal defense fund, StoneDefenseFund.com.
StoneDefenseFund.com. Hey, Roger, so, you know, after they go and they attack your house, which none of us could believe, and that, and you go, they go in this pre-dawn raid. I mean, like you're some big, you know, organized crime don or some kind of drug dealer for crying out loud, and everybody shook their heads. We could not believe what went down. Then you see the Mueller probe, an absolute bust, an embarrassment, a delusion, a failure. I mean, what are you feeling personally? I mean, you could be vindicated a little bit, but I mean, what you went through, what your wife went through that day, that is something no American should ever experience, Roger Stone.
Well, as you know, Joe, there's a gag order in place, so I'm not permitted to discuss the specifics of my case. Believe me, there's so many things I want to say. Yeah. Night after night, I see people like Chris Cuomo and others lie about me, just say things that are flatly false on CNN, MSNBC. But I'm not entitled to respond to them, at least not today. So I'll have my time to talk at an appropriate time. What I did find kind of interesting yesterday was this piece I read where the FBI arrested Michael Avenatti, did so quietly, shielded him from the press, two agents, no fanfare, I should say. He actually thanked them for not tipping CNN. I guess I have to thank CNN because, but for them, millions of people would not know that I was wearing my epic Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong T-shirt at the time I was taken into custody.
I can't believe it. We're in this world. Avenatti, Roger, this guy, and Frankie said this earlier. It's so true. They treat Avenatti with kid gloves, but they go after you. And then they tipped off CNN. And I know you can't talk about it. They tip off a network, a major network, to see you. And it is. It's evidence how ridiculous it was. But with Avenatti, you know, and also, what I don't see anybody apologizing. I said there's no humility in the media, in the mainstream media, Roger Stone. Yeah, did you see the meme that's out there where everybody just falling all over themselves, telling how great Avenatti is, and the one guy that will give Donald Trump nightmares is Michael Avenatti. Not so much anymore, Roger Stone.
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you, Joe, I think he may have read the book, Roger Stone's Rules, because he was, in his brief little run here, a public relations master. Many people don't know this, but prior to this incarnation, he worked for Joe Biden as a opposition research guy, and did a lot of deep opposition research for the Democratic Party. But he was the great hope for the Democratic Party. He's now charged with grand larceny, bank fraud, wire fraud, stealing millions from his clients and trying to extort $22 million from Nike. Here's one big difference between Avenatti and myself. I'm not guilty, and that will be proven.
Yeah, that's it's incredible what's going on in this in the day and age like this. And then were you at Bolden? I know you got to watch what you say. I'm afraid to ask you anything, Roger, because I'm afraid I know you can't say it. So I don't mean to lead on, and I know they're listening and recording as we speak. So I want to be very, very careful with this. But when you see the president investigate the investigators through AG Barr, what are your feelings in that regard? If you could talk about him, sir.
Well, it doesn't relate directly to my case, so I can simply say that according to the New York Times, page one above the fold on January 20th, 2017, I was among three Trump associates who were wiretapped, that's their word in the headline, by the Obama administration. That's during the presidential campaign. Now, I have filed multiple Freedom of Information Act requests with the government to learn more, and they have stonewalled every one of them. Wow. On the basis of, quote unquote, national security.
Wow.
So I really have two choices. Either the attorney general gets to the bottom of this, or frankly, I'm to the point where it is ripe and I will file a lawsuit against the government for violation of my civil rights to find out exactly what happened and what was any conceivable probable cause. Again, this has nothing to do with the charges that I'm facing this November. For which I got to raise $2 million for my legal defense, which, by the way, if I didn't mention it, you can go to stonedefensefund.com to help me raise that $2 million shkadolas.
$2 million bucks? Oh, my gosh. Is that an estimation, Roger, if I may ask, sir? Or is that where you are now?
No, it's an estimate. But frankly, they told me 2 days ago, the lawyers, who are very good, and by the way, working at better rates than they would normally charge, yeah, there's going to be a bit more because they want to hire some experts for testimony. And of course, you have to pay for that. So I have no choice but to rely on the people. And 40,000 Americans have given to StoneDefenseFund.com so far. I'm out there on the road doing fundraisers. We got one coming up in Staten Island, which is June 22nd. That's going to have a star-studded host committee put together by Frank Deep Dish Morano, which I'm really looking forward to.
Listen, this is going to be great. You know, you sound great, Roger. You sound great. Are you working out? Because I know you're a tough guy, and I know you keep yourself in shape. And you're working out. Are you at least enjoying life while you can before you get into trial in the fall?
You know, it's funny you say that. I'm back in the gym. I'm trying to also do heavy cardio, so I'm running every other day. I did 9 miles two nights ago. But, Joe, I got to tell you, some woman recognized me. This is in an undisclosed location in South Florida. Some woman recognized me, tried to run me over. Threw it in reverse, came back, tried to run me over again, screaming at the top of her lungs, "You're a Russian traitor. You're a piece of garbage." And I had relatives mowed down by Russian tanks in Budapest in 1956. Yeah. You're calling me a Russian? Please, lady, please.
Yeah.
You must be confusing me with the Clintons. They're the ones who took $143 million from the Russian energy company.
Roger Stone, you work with the great Ronald Reagan, with Richard Nixon, Bill de Blasio running for president. I'm dying to hear your thoughts on that, Roger.
Who? I mean, this guy is, he's the worst mayor in New York City history. Let's be clear. The homeless are everywhere. The streets are filthy. The subways don't work. His wife openly steals $20 million $200 million from the city. Nobody does anything. This guy makes John Lindsay look good, and he was a disaster. He's going to run for president. What's his slogan? He'll do for America what he did for New York City? God forbid.
And before we let you go, Joe Biden, can he possibly beat your friend Donald J. Trump?
You know, Joe, it's very interesting. Yesterday I read an incredible story that Joe Biden's son, Hunter, turned in a rental car in Boston. And in the car was found his wallet, credit cards, ID, a badge from the Secret Service, everything. Wow. Also found in the car was crack cocaine and a crack pipe, a used crack pipe. Now, normally it would be off limits to attack a family member, but let's remember, Joe Biden is the guy who wrote the legislation that is responsible for the mass incarceration of millions of young black men for the first time, nonviolent crime, possession of small amounts of drugs, mandatory harsh penalties. The war on drugs has failed. It's an ignominious, expensive, racist failure. Joe Biden still argues he did a great job, but his son walked, no charges. If you're poor and you're black and you're caught, you're going to the slammer under Joe Biden's law. So, and who is it who fixed this, Joe? Who is it who gave us sentencing reform? Well, that would be President Donald Trump. I'd love to run against Joe Biden. Trump will beat him like a drum.
934, Roger Stone on the air with Joe Piscopo. Before we let you go, Roger, you got Michael's of Brooklyn sauce? How did that come about now?
We were on the show. I think Frankie Five Burrows was sitting in for you.
Right.
And I heard the commercial, and I got to tell you, Michael's is the only jarred sauce I will have in my home. The stuff is amazing. It's just like my mother used to make.
Look at that.
They sent me a case. They must have heard it. They sent me a case. My wife and I enjoyed it last night. Michael's of Brooklyn, the very best.
Yeah, Roger, I've been very careful not to ask you certain things because I know they record these things, but with respect and appreciation, Roger, great to have you with us. Please have a great Memorial Day with your family, man, and you are so welcome here anytime. And again, that legal defense fund is what, Roger Stone?
StoneDefenseFund.com. You can give by credit card, you can give by PayPal, or if you're one of those people who doesn't like to put their information on the internet, there's a place there you can send a check. Thank you, and God bless you, Joe.
God bless you, too, Roger Stone. Thanks so much for joining us. Roger Stone, the one, the only, on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Frankie Five Burrows, for bringing Roger to the airwaves. 936, Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news, live and local, right now on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
68 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New Jersey company is being sued over the authenticity of its premium tomatoes. The federal lawsuit filed by three California consumers claims that Cento Fine Foods is not selling authentic San Marzano tomatoes, which can only come from an area in southern Italy with rich volcanic soil and a warm, sunny coastal climate. The suit alleges some of Cento's tomatoes actually come from an adjacent region. It seeks damages of over $5 million on behalf of Cento customers who say they are paying an inflated price for a lesser pedigreed Pomodoro. Cento calls the claim completely unfounded and says the labels accurately describe the tomatoes inside. Summer can be especially stressful for children on the autism spectrum because it means a break from the school routine. Autism expert Julie Mower of the Phoenix Center in North Jersey says it's important for parents to plan ahead. For instance, if you're sending your child to camp, you can check out the website together, visit the camp in advance, and meet the camp counselors. Mower also says some parents find it helpful to use a timer to let a child know it's time to leave, to go to the zoo, grandma's house, or wherever the two of you have decided. She also says when taking a road trip, try to incorporate familiar routines such as consistent meal and bedtimes. In sports, the Yankees blew a 5-1 lead in the eighth inning, but scored in the ninth. They beat the Orioles 6-5. The Yankees get the sweep. They're now 32-17, two games up in the AL East. Carlos Gomez hit a 3-run homer in the bottom of the eighth inning to lift the Mets to a 6-4 win over the Nationals. Mets also obtaining a 4-game sweep in that series. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take it out to the Hutch. The Hutch northbound getting up toward North Street. It looks like an accident getting up toward Harrison. Watch out for some slowdowns there. 95, the New England Thruway north up by exit 15 into New Rochelle. That's an accident as well. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you on the Cross Bronx westbound. Bruckner all the way out to the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Expect some delays here at the inbound GWB getting into town at the upper level. About 25, lower level is okay. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Holland only 5 minutes heading into town. 78 East exit 13. An accident was cleared out of the way. The New Jersey Turnpike truck lane south busy at 13A exiting. Watch for some stop and go traffic as well as you take it to the Cross Island South right by the Throgs Neck Bridge. It's an accident in the process of being cleared. Sunny today, high in the mid 70s. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 70 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 89. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to get the landscape you'll love by shopping at Lowe's Memorial Day Sale. You'll find great deals in-store, like 5 bags of premium mulch, now for just $10. Valid in-store through 529 while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Had a great time, I told you last night. So I meet a beautiful gal, Rose. I told you this earlier, so forgive me for repeating myself if you've been with us for all 4 hours. And we appreciate that more than we could tell you. But I met Rose. Joe, I'm a fan. She looks right in my eyes. She goes, I feel like I know you. I said, Rose, you do know me. Everything you hear in the radio is what I am. I leave nothing, I just pour it all on the microphone. Right there, boom, it's me. So she goes, oh, that's great. I said, where are you from? She goes, Franklin Lakes. I go, oh. Parrying and Sons. I say it. This is the conversation, I swear. She goes, oh. And she called her daughter-in-law. I forget the girl's name. And, honey, come here. Show Joe your diamond ring. She got that at Parrying and Sons, right there at Franklin Lakes. I'm telling you, everybody goes to Parrying and Sons. They love, that's great. We love it. That's what Rose said. If it's good enough for Rose, it's going to be good enough for you, I'm telling you. If you're looking for a diamond, you want to go see Glenn and Debbie and Maria and Katie. And when I wanted to get a little diamond cross for Charlie for her first Holy Communion, what did I do? I called Maria. They sent me in a day. I had it right in my hand. It was great with the authentication from the, what kind of diamond it was, how many carats it was. This is great. Parrying & Sons is great. Plus, if you do like I did, you keep your jewelry, and then you don't know what to do with it, so you just throw it in a drawer somewhere. Take that old jewelry. Let Parrying & Sons do their magic on your old jewelry. It'll come back. Jerry LaGuardia, my buddy, went over to Parrying & Sons. And he had something like a wedding ring, and he wanted to turn it into a certain piece of jewelry, and he did, and they did it beautifully. I'm telling you, they're like, it's not like that at jewelry stores anymore. Glenn Parrying is like a classic real jewelry store, you know, where they repair, they restore, they're innovative. You want to check out Parrying and Sons. By the way, the website, forget about it, ParryandDiamonds.com. You're going to love the website. But in the meantime, you're getting engaged, you want a diamond, you go talk to Glenn Maria, they'll walk you through the four C's when you buy the diamond like nobody else. In the meantime, do like Rose does. Go Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, and go to Parrying and Sons. It's right there, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or again, you could start here, please, ParryandDiamonds.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me is New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer. You have an affordable housing plan. Can you tell us about your plan for affordable housing?
There's no bigger issue facing New Yorkers right now, and that crisis is the rent. People are being forced out of the neighborhood. So going back to when the city had a fiscal crisis in the 70s, people stayed and fought in their neighborhoods. They built those communities. There was no investment. There was no such thing as businesses coming into neighborhoods. Neighborhoods were being redlined, so people with very little resources raised families. Today, those folks who were the pioneers and saved the city, they're being pushed out of the city. And the immigrants who we want to come here, they don't have an entrance fee here that they can afford. A $1 or $2 million condo buys you an apartment in New York City. Come on, that's not the New York that we should be having.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 942 right now. I love telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. You heard Roger Stone say, best sauce he's had. It really is the best jarred sauce. The fresh tomato and basil, marinara, puttanesca, arrabbiata, those sauces. It's made right there on Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. Those four huge 80-gallon kettles. They've got all new machinery that came in, and they make the sauce right there in Brooklyn. And then they ship that sauce from Brooklyn, New York, all across the United States of America and beyond. And so if you're in your supermarket and you go by and you see all those sauces, and nowadays, right, there's so many, look for Michael's of Brooklyn. You take that home, and I'm telling you, it's the best sauce you have right there. Now, if you're in the area, if you're visiting and you're listening, or you're coming to New York and you're listening outside of New York, or if you're in Connecticut, Jersey, or in New York, or down the shore, wherever you are, you got to make it a point to go to Avenue R. Nostrand. One of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America is. That's where Fred and Johnny is there. It's a family-owned business right there. Avenue R. Nostrand, Brooklyn, New York. You will just
die for the how great this restaurant is. And the ambiance is great. And I love the Italian heritage of it all. The Food Network has declared Michael's of Brooklyn one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Even former Yankee legend Mariano Rivera could resist the fantastic food. He came by for a quick lunch, ended up staying for dinner. You're going to do the same. Check out Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Tommy, can you hear me?
What's that?
Can you feel me near you?
Hello?
Tommy, can you see me?
What am I? That's my bicycle.
What?
You know, forget waterboarding. They should put me and Al with some of these terrorists.
Oh,
put me and Al.
Imagine. For sure.
Allah, I tell all. No, but then when they say it, what? Hello? What'd you say? What? Make them stop! Another, who's playing this weekend down in South Jersey?
I'll tell you every game in Pakistan.
I tell you things I don't know. I'll just tell you. I promise.
Oh, my God. Put a headphone on these terrorists. That's Cthulhu and Piscopo.
And then when they say it, did you get it? Hello? Wait, we weren't rolling. Sorry. What?
And instead of spewing this hate, terrorist hate.
Great.
Hello?
Well,
hello?
The reason why I play that, again, the Who is playing this weekend
terrorist?
Down in South Jersey.
Are you with Al-Qaeda?
Yeah.
What?
That's my bicycle.
I know you are. You're a terrorist. I know you are, but what am I?
That would be great. Could you imagine?
Okay, Al. It's Friday, baby.
May a thousand shepherds bring you, I don't know. but again, Who's playing tomorrow night down in South Jersey? That's why I played it. And I don't know if you caught their appearance on the Jimmy Fallon show, but Jimmy did this thing where he does this from time to time with bands, where they come in and they play a particular song from the artist using children's instruments. So they're using these children's instruments to play
funny.
A famous Who song, and then at the end, Pete Townsend smashes the little plastic guitar that he has.
Hysterical.
It's great. It's a lot
of fun. That was very funny, Jimmy. That is so great. Hey, where are they playing down in South Jersey? We're in South Jersey.
Camden.
Shore?
No, Camden.
Cool. Yeah, that's beautiful down there, man. That is beautiful. Hey, so it's Memorial Day, and I know we're going to say it, but before we go, I'm going to say, all the very best for Memorial Day, but please just remember those lives lost in the United States military. I remember my daddy told me, man, when it was the Second World War in the United States Army Air Corps, and thank you for telling me about there's apparently a documentary on HBO or something about the United States Army Air Corps. That's the division my father was in, over in, it was by Foggia, Bari, on the Adriatic side of Italy, and then they would load up these B-24, these B-17 with bombs. That was my pop was a captain in charge of 200 men and women, and they would load in these bombs, and then they would fly right over Trieste in North Italy and go right to Berlin and drop those bombs. And my daddy used to tell me that it was daytime and the skies were dark with these big bombers. So it was daytime, but it was like pitch night because the way the big plane, those big, huge planes would block the light. And then a lot of them just plane didn't come back. They didn't come back and they crashed. And my pop, and I'm only telling this because Memorial Day, just not to forget. Pop told me they used to walk, they would link arms, the soldiers, because they didn't have any of the sophisticated things that we have today, electronically, and they would walk through a crash site and literally walk through it. And he told me things I don't even want to tell you about in the morning, but what he experienced. And what was my pop, 24 years old, in the United States Army Air Corps going through. So all those lives lost, we just respect them, appreciate them, and please just appreciate the country, because I'm especially now when everybody's trying to tear us down. And it's like unfashionable for the Democrats I don't want to say the Democrats because there are some really good Democrats. So let me say the way left. They don't want to even fly the flag anymore. They don't. It's like they don't even want to put police officers in uniform at the Democratic, National Convention. The last one. What was that? You support all this. It's all good. And from meeting Rose and Bruno, who Bruno came from Italy as a kid. He went on to work for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and he's upset when he sees what's happening now. Don't lose what you have been taught by your parents and your grandparents. Hold on to that because they are right and you are right in your heart on this Memorial Day to celebrate the greatest country on planet Earth, the United States of America. Don't let them take that down because they will try to take it away. There's a move afoot to take it away. Do not let that happen. Just believe because you are on the right track. Hey, Joe on the radio. Frankie Fibrillo, before we get out of here at 9:49, Debbie's going to come on. Theresa May is the other big story that she stepped away. I don't know that anybody expected that, Frankie.
No, it's been expected for a while. After her second or third Brexit failure to work out a deal, it was just a matter of time. She's going to stay on until they elect a new successor. The other big international and national story that we're watching, Joe, is that Julian Assange has been indicted for espionage. This is really wild. I'm going to be spending a lot of time on this on Sunday. It's a little, I don't want to unpack it too much here, but this is really a tremendous, tremendous threat to the First Amendment. If a journalist like this can be indicted for espionage, we've never seen something like this before. And it really, really will provide a chilling effect for every newspaper that publishes classified information going forward.
All right, Morano in the Morning. That's Sunday mornings, followed by the great John Katsimatidis on a Sunday morning on AM 970. The Answer, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Debbie Duhame's out there. It's a beautiful day. But boy, oh boy, I'm going to hit the roads. I'll go get Charlie. Yes. Hopefully I can get down there and back before I run into the... Oh, I'm so sick of sitting on Jersey roads. No one cares. Nobody cares. They don't talk... Politicians don't care about the traffic problem. They don't care about that. You're on 287. There's no tolls. There's no reason for traffic. And you're stopped, for crying out loud. Oh, that's why we love Debbie Duhame.
I'm trying to get you around it all, but it's just not that easy, Joe.
But you do. Debbie, have a great Memorial Day to you, and happy birthday to your mama.
Thanks, and yes, and we do remember all of our great servicemen and women, that's for sure. Let's see what's happening. Happy Memorial Day to everybody. Let's take a ride to the Hutch northbound at North Street, getting up toward Harrison. It's an accident. We're still seeing delays on the New England Thruway North, exit 15 into New Rochelle, with an accident over there as well. Stop-and-go traffic across the upper level of the GWB, but only 5 minutes in now. Lincoln looks okay, so does the Holland. Over on Route 10 eastbound, a car flipped out by Center Grove Road. That's over in Randolph. Watch for that. New Jersey Turnpike heavy exiting at 13A. If you're heading to 287 North, slowing down by exit 1, getting up through Edison, no major problems on the Garden State Parkway heading down to the Jersey Shore at this point. Now, traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you take a ride over to the eastbound BQE, getting up toward the Williamsburg Bridge. No major problems for you on the LIE eastbound. Just some stop-and-go traffic getting out toward the Cross Island and some volume on County Road 39 heading out through the Hamptons. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
The information gap is significant.
I want people who do not agree with me to read me.
This is a very real problem in America.
Conservatives read and know what the left thinks, and the opposite is not the case at all.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Business owners, the strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally everywhere with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that puts your products and services on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Well, and I have different vitamins I had to take because of my post-cancer, post-cardiac situation. But the Balance of Nature, that being so condensed and so natural, and is amazing stuff. I haven't felt this good in 7 or 8 years. I would not be able to do a third of any of this stuff. Like after I started taking Balance of Nature, I started to have more energy. It's a godsend. It really is.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, daylife, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine and patchy clouds today with a gusty wind and low humidity, high 74. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, down to 58 at Midtown, 50 to 54 in many of the cooler suburbs. Tomorrow, sunshine followed by increasing clouds, high 72. In the 60s, though, on Long Island and in coastal Connecticut. Watch out for a couple of thunderstorms tomorrow night. Sunday will turn out partly sunny, warmer and more humid, high 86. For Monday, Memorial Day, sunshine and some clouds, a little cooler and less humid, the high 82. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Piscopo, the morning, 9:54. Are you tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way, please, to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Cancella is a great guy. He's a young guy. He comes up with the concept of first five callers next 5 minutes. So you get that free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. If you call 855-621-9949, all European models are excluded. But Alex also came up with this, 0% APR financing. We keep telling you, so you remember it, 0% up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And then when you're over there and you make the phone call first and you go 855-621-9949 and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes and you go for your free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter, you will experience a state-of-the-art service center like no other. I remember when this opened. You know, earlier, last year, I believe it was, Iggy was so excited about this, right, as he is now. And you're going to experience the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. You get to see these great cars. And then when my sister Carol goes there, and they take care of Carol, they take care of Frankie, they take care of Mike Gallagher, they're going to take care of you the same way because you are always family. Once you walk through the doors at Route 22 Toyota, you are family. So why don't you start here, if I may, all right? First five callers. Next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. If you call 855-621-9949, there it is, Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or here at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
9:56 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. Happy birthday, Valerie Smaldone. It's her birthday today, guys. Is that what you said?
That's correct.
Oh, happy birthday, Valerie. Wishing you all the very, very best. And Albert, so this weekend is all your mom's birthday when? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, after church. We're meeting at a restaurant in Mattawan at 5:30. So I offered to pick her up. She says, no, I will come right after church. I said, how long's church? You know, and you know how long our church is? You'd love this, Joe. 35 minutes.
No.
35
what?
Minutes.
Catholic church?
4:30. Yeah, Catholic church. 4:30. Stop. They're out at 5:05, she said.
Wait. In down in South Jersey? And
On the other side of 120. So if you get off at 120 and you go the other way, instead of going towards Mattawan, you're going towards the water.
Yeah.
There's a church down there. That's where... she goes.
Not Catherine. Was Saint. I wonder what.
I don't remember the name of it. I don't go to church, so I don't. I wouldn't know.
No, but.
But yeah, 35 minutes in and out. My mother said it's great. It's great.
How long is that Clark? That 7 p.m. mass? I'm going to drag you to.
I have no
Clark.
Idea. I don't go to mass, so how would I know?
You will. Go
I don't
with
think
me.
It's that long. I don't think it's that half hour, 45 minutes at best.
That's all. Mass needs to be 35 minutes. I'm telling you. That's all you really need.
It's like the workout. Minutes. 30 minutes in and out. How much can you, but seriously though, how much can you pray? Come on.
No, it's so true. Oh my God.
And of course, I'll get criticized by my mother for eating too much or drinking or whatever. Meanwhile, I'm down 17 pounds. She'll still, you still look fat.
Al, you're down 17 pounds?
Yeah, so far. Yeah.
And the balance of nature is helping, I'm sure.
Yeah, all of it. I mean, listen, I got a lot of energy except for the guy doing sit-ups at the gym in front of me.
get up. Creepy. Get off my lawn.
Creepy.
Hey, and Al, listen, love to the family.
Thank
and,
you.
Have a great
Appreciate
Memorial Day.
You
and
too,
Five Boroughs, Five Boroughs. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Frankie Five Boroughs on Sunday morning, Mornings with Murano. Murano in the Morning, followed by John Catsimatidis. Are you going to get away at all, Frankie, this weekend?
Well, probably not. I may go to New Jersey on Sunday to see some friends of ours. But, no, I, you know, we've been traveling so much, Washington
yes.
and Long Island
yep.
and Pennsylvania,
yep. Yep. Yep.
That we're going to keep it minimal.
All the best. Happy Memorial Day. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
69 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio's presidential campaign headquarters set up in Park Slope, Brooklyn, reportedly right by his gym. The Post reports it's a converted vacuum factory that does short-term leases, and his staff consists of five people. Meanwhile, de Blasio heads to Las Vegas tomorrow, where he will meet with veterans. On Sunday, he goes to Reno, Nevada. Star Trek is back with a new series. CBS All Access released a trailer yesterday for Star Trek Picard, which brings back actor Patrick Stewart to the role of Starship Captain Jean-Luc Picard. The new show picks up 15 years after the movie Star Trek Nemesis, which was Stewart's last appearance as Picard. CBS has yet to announce the premiere date of the new series. In sports, Yankees beat the Orioles, Mets over the Nationals.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.